This is a Fox News alert. Another stock market sell-off. I'm Dave Anthony. The Dow is plunging another 610 points, almost as big as Friday's massive drop. But it's not just stocks falling. Gold is down $16, and cryptocurrencies are nosediving. Bitcoin's off by about 20%. It's lost nearly half its value this year as gas prices keep rising, hitting a record high, a 17th straight day.
It's painful to go to the gas station, and I think we're all just feeling that.
I think it's going to get worse before it gets better.
There in Chicago, AAA's national average for regulars now more than $5.01 per gallon. There's another hearing this hour into Capitol riot last year.
The president absolutely tried to overthrow the will of the people.
Congressman Adam Kinzinger is one of two Republicans Democrats picked to be on the House committee investigating.
The charge of the committee today is to document what was going on between the election and January 6th. The committee wants to understand what fueled the riot.
Fox's Chad Bergram at the Capitol.
Members of the committee believe they have enough evidence for the DOJ to prosecute the former president, but it's unclear if prosecutors will attempt to go after Mr. Trump. Republicans continue to blast the hearings. GOP members plan their own investigation of the investigation if they win the House this fall.
Former Trump campaign manager Bill Stepien was supposed to testify this morning. He just backed out. The AP reports his wife is in labor. His lawyer will be there instead. Also at the Capitol, there's a bipartisan compromise on proposed gun control legislation. 20 senators, half of them Republicans, agree on enhanced background checks on gun buyers under 21 and incentives for states to enact red flag laws and bolster school security. The Supreme Court's expected to issue more rulings soon this morning. As a group of pro-choice protesters gather outside, one of the 29 cases the court still hasn't decided this term is the one on abortion. A leaked draft opinion on last month showed conservative justices poised to overturn the abortion landmark decision. America's listening to...
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Again, our top Fox News story, the sell-off on Wall Street continuing. The Dow has gone down 10 of the last 11 weeks going into today. Fox's Lillian Wu watching the markets and more live here in New York.
Dave, every single Dow component opened in the red this morning as the benchmark starts the week down about 637 points right now. The NASDAQ has lost 365, and the S&P 500 has been officially pushed into bear market territory. It's down about 100 points. Cryptocurrencies also suffering heavy losses. Bitcoin falling to an 18-month low. Investors, of course, rattled by inflation at a 40-year high as the Fed gets ready to kick off another meeting tomorrow to try to get it under control. Dave?
Now, Lillian, the price of oil today, it is down. It's more than a dollar lower. Still, though, over 118 bucks a barrel. We mentioned earlier gas at a record high. Well, diesel has dropped a slight fraction off its all-time high, but AAA puts it at $5.77 per gallon still. On the NASCAR track, Daniel Suarez made history, the first Mexican-born driver to win a NASCAR race. He did it at Sonoma Raceway on Sunday. Tonight, the NBA Finals resume.
The Celtics and Warriors making the move back to the Bay for Game 5. The basketball world still reacting to Steph Curry's incredible Game 4 performance. The two-time MVP scored 43 points and willed his team to the win. What impressed his head coach, Steve Kerr, the most is that arguably Steph's greatest Finals game came against the league's number one defense.
To take, you know, that kind of pressure all game long and then still be able to defend at the other end when they're coming at him. It shows you. I think this is the strongest physically that he's ever been.
Again, that's the coach of the Warriors. That was Fox's Tim McMaster reporting Game 5, 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.